First, his name is Blake Baggett. His first, speaking of big boys, his first win in the 450 class, been running, I think, what, this is his fifth season? Supporting our good friends at Bubba Burger, decides to come out to Phoenix and win that race last night. We caught up with him earlier, and we caught up, the way I started it off with him is, again, if you watch Supercross, and if you watch the last four or five laps of a race that's pretty close, and this race had a whole lot of drama, Blake Baggett, curious if your heart rate was ever below 150.
No, for sure. It was probably maxed out from the start all the way to the end.
Well, talk about that, though, man. The way you were riding towards the end was, it was as if you were telling yourself, I've been here before, meaning I've won before, but you haven't. But the way you were riding, it was as if you were just a veteran of, 20, 30 wins.
Yeah, trying to just stay calm. And, I was just trying to focus on the track. It was really slippery, and traction was key. So it was one of those things where you try to get on the gas harder, you spin. You try to, roll through the turns a little bit. You push the front wheel. So it's one of those things where we were just fighting the track, and I was just trying to, focus on letting the race come to me. I was keeping track of the time on how much time was left. And then, it was just, it started to come to me a little bit. I quit jumping a few of the rhythm lanes, just cause it was getting tough, and made a few little mistakes, but then was able to recover. And then, two laps to go, I decided it was go time, and I'd give it a shot.
Blake Baggett, people may not understand the nuances of Supercross. Most of the events are indoors. You get rain outdoors, like at Anaheim last week, where you had a slippery track. But indoors, how can tracks be slippery indoors? Explain that for us.
Yeah, I mean, they bring in, 6,000 to 8,000 yards of dirt. They haul it into the stadium by truck, and then they build us a track. So each weekend is completely different. And, it's one of those things where, we're in Glendale, Arizona. So, the dirt they have out here is far from ideal. It's middle of the desert dirt. So they do the best they can with it as far as working the track. But, as the night goes on, it just gets blue groove, and, the dirt, starts to turn black, where the rubber from the tires is actually laying down on top of the dirt. And then, from there, it's just super slick. You're running knobbies on, basically concrete surface, and it's not ideal, but it's one of those things where you'll go through a section that's loose and loamy and gets good traction, and then after that it'll just be polished hard pack blue groove. So you're constantly fighting the front and the rear, and you're just pretty much sawing at it, trying to keep it going in the direction you want.
And then let's just throw a complete wrench into everything and have a red flag like you guys had. The track changes lap to lap, but then all of a sudden you have this long red flag period, and it's like, okay, what are we going to expect when we restart? Granted, you weren't in the lead at that point, but how did you anticipate the red flag, and how did you take it as a single file restart and completely change your mentality onto how to attack that track?
Yeah, it's just it's one of those things. You don't like to see anybody get hurt, so as soon as the red comes out, it's kind of a debate whether what ruling they're going to go by, if they're going to start us back on the starting gate, or if they're going to single file restart it. So, ideally the single file restart was ideal for us top guys that were up front. That's the last thing we wanted to do, was start back on the gate. And, that's like gambling again. So, from there, the track just slowly started to deteriorated, but it just, a lot of the crumble started to push off and blow away. And then from there, you're kind of trying to change your line, but if you got too far out of it, you just got wheel spin. So it was one of those things where, your heart rate comes way down when you're sitting there waiting for the restart to go. And then once the restart goes, it's tough to get back in the swing of things.
Blake, why has it taken you this long to get a big boy win?
Just a lot. I'd say a lot of things. All the stars have to line up just right.
And they did.
That's all you've got to say, man? Screw the stars.
El Chupacabra, baby.
Yeah.
I don't have the exact answer. Otherwise, I would have done it within the past 5 years. Wouldn't have taken me 5 years to get it done.
Because we follow Supercross. I mean, we know the names. We know the top 10, top 20 names that are out there. And Blake Baggett just wasn't at the top three or five in our conversation. But to see that win tonight, again, I said it early on in the interview that it was as impressive as if you've been there before. All right, you sound a little surprised yourself.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think it's set in yet, so just going to head into the next weekend and see what kind of weather we got, and then take that as the best we can. And there's 15 rounds to go, so the goal is to just be there at the end for the championship and try to be fighting for number one place.
So real quick, before we get the hell out of here, El Chupacabra, tell the Freak Nation about this ranch and why the name.
Yeah, that actually started with the guy that's standing next to me. So it was one of those things where it came from motocross. So it doesn't really have anything to do with supercross, but it came from motocross, and it was just one of those days that I had. I came from way back in the back to win, and Jason Wygant started that. So I got to give him credit for that one. But it's not really a supercross thing. It's more of an outdoor motocross thing.
Blake Baggett, we have a lot of motorcycle fans in our audience. Some of them may not realize the difference between the speed of supercross and the endurance of motocross. Explain that for us.
Yeah, I mean, supercross is, it's a man-made track, basically, that they take the dirt into a stadium or an arena, and they build a track, and then, you know, we race it on Saturday night, and then they tear it back down and take all the dirt back out, where a motocross track is more of a public track that you can, you know, go there with your family and your kids and ride there, you know, throughout the year, and it's just a natural terrain track out in the hills or, you know, the middle of nowhere. And, you know, those stay around. So the supercross tracks are 17 specific rounds that are built and designed and taken down the next day. So that's the difference.
Blake Baggett, number four, your big time winner in Glendale, Arizona, Saturday night, joining us here in the Freak Nation. All right. You had to choose between one, tractors or drones, which one?
Oh, tractors for sure.
Yeah, baby.
Good boy. Nothing but slow and big. Bam.
And mega, mega powerful.
There you go. Blake, congratulations, buddy. Thanks for joining us from the Freak Nation Lucas Oil Studios, bud.
Yep.